Well, the Holy Father received a number of important guests this week, including U.S. President Barack Obama, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, and Japan's Prime Minister Taro Aso. Tracy McClure takes a closer look at the past week here at the Vatican.
Topping the highlights of the week, the release of Pope Benedict's third encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, ahead of the G8 summit in Italy's earthquake-struck L'Aquila. In a letter to Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi ahead of the summit, the Pope called on G8 leaders not to forget the needs of developing nations, which are not to blame for the current global economic crisis, he said, but stand to suffer the most from it. Well, speaking of the encyclical during the general audience in the Vatican Wednesday, Pope Benedict pointed out it does not attempt to provide technical solutions to the economic crisis, but instead focuses on the dignity of the human person.
Stress this need for politicians, economists, producers, and consumers alike to ensure that ethics shape economics so that profit alone does not regulate the world of business.
Also this week, Pope Benedict issued a motu proprio entitled Ecclesiae Unitatem, which issues instructions for the restructuring of the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei. The commission was formed in 1988 to follow groups such as the Society of Pius X with the aim of returning to full communion with Rome. The prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal William Laveda, will now assume the presidency of the commission. I'm Tracy McClure.